A man tells his small group leader, I feel bitter all the time. I cannot sleep. I keep thinking everyone would be better off without me. The leader remembers the Christian Gratitude Growth Course and thinks, maybe this could help him become more thankful. But this is not the first step. When someone mentions thoughts of self-harm, severe despair, abuse, danger, addiction crisis, or inability to function, the leader must not treat a course as the main answer. Christian gratitude growth can support spiritual formation, but it is not emergency care. It is not counseling. It is not medical care. It is not suicide prevention treatment. It is not abuse intervention. It is not legal protection. Wise referral begins with discernment. Proverbs 18:13 says, he who answers before he hears, that is folly and shame to him. A leader must hear before answering. James 1:0-19 says, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. A leader must listen before recommending. Referral wisdom asks, is this person safe? Is there danger? Is there abuse? Is there suicidal thinking? Is there severe depression, panic, addiction, or trauma distress? Does this person need pastoral care, counseling, medical help, emergency support, or legal protection? If the answer is yes, the leader should not simply say, take this course. The leader may say, I am grateful you told me. This is serious, and I do not want you to carry it alone. Let's connect you with the right support now. That is faithful ministry. Ministry Sciences echoes this through trauma-informed care, chaplaincy practice, counseling ethics, and coaching boundaries. Helpers must know their role. They must know when to refer. They must not overpromise. The gospel also shapes this wisdom. People are image bearers. They are not projects. They are not course enrollments. They are souls to be loved with truth, safety, and care. Sometimes the public course is a good next step. Sometimes the course is a helpful companion alongside pastoral care or counseling. Sometimes the course should wait until safety is addressed. What helps? Listen carefully. Ask permission. Assess safety. Refer wisely. Invite the course when appropriate. What harms? Using the course to avoid hard care. Treating gratitude as a cure-all. Ignoring crisis signs. Pressuring someone to take a class when they need immediate help. Christian leaders do not refer people to courses to get rid of them. They refer people wisely because they want them to be formed, supported, protected, and led toward Christ.